10 to 8, 102.3, 40 FM. Ellie Goulding and Love Me Like You Do. Here in our Garrison City, 102.3, 40 FM, and proudly listening to the sounds of what we used to, the Blackhawks, of course, and now the magnificent MRH90s and the Chinooks, the new Foxtrot model. Well, we don't have foxes, so be more Dingo Trot. Models, but the the Chief of Choppers, new fella in town, and anyway, it was his first interview too, he told me. Nice fellow. We went out and met him yesterday, Lieutenant Colonel Kim Gilfillan. In our city, to his family, we welcome you to our great city, and we talked helicopters, and this bloke, he flew the first one down into the cyclone-ravaged areas of Bowen and the Whitsundays, and we'll have a chat about that and these great helicopters from Fifth Aviation. I love these helicopters. You've seen them in the sky, the MRH90s. Well, we own them, and so we should see them and be able to touch them like at the air show. Now, Kim, I've got to ask you, where's the Huey from the front gate? Have you taken it away, and is that going in the air again?
The Huey is one of our favourite helicopters.
Yeah.
We did have to put it away with the cyclone.
So having a sleep?
It's having a sleep, and it'll be back out there soon.
Okay, you fly this magnificent craft. We're standing right next with the MRH-90. Would you have liked to fly the old Hueys in those days, you know, helicopters like that?
Well, I grew up flying the Kiowa, which is a fantastic, yep. Fantastic helicopter. But since then, I've flown the Lynx on exchange with the British, and then the Tiger, our attack helicopter.
Right.
And now the MRH Taipan, so... You know, we're really coming forward in leaps and bounds with the capability that we can offer to support Australia.
Good stuff. Actually, speaking of support, were you involved in the great work that Fifth Aviation has done down in the Bowen area?
Yeah, look, we're really proud to be able to provide that support to the to the local community, which is our community. You know, in support of the whole government response to the tropical cyclone Debbie.
Yeah,
I flew on Wednesday straight after the cyclone. We were able to do the initial reconnaissance down to Bowen, Proserpine, Airlie Beach, Shute Harbour.
On the Wednesday, so you were first there.
We were the first military helicopters down there.
Yeah.
The MRH Taipan is a great capability. I believe it's the only helicopter in our fleet that is allowed to fly in severe turbulence, and there was still a fair bit of turbulence on that Wednesday with the strong winds associated with the cyclone. So we're really proud of our ability to step forward and help the local community.
Okay, as boss of Fifth Aviation, what do you feel your responsibility is?
I think my primary responsibility is to look after the safety of my people. But at the same time, be able to deliver the effect that the government requires of us.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes that can be a bit of a challenge. But that's a really heavy burden on me to make sure that all of our operations are conducted safely, both for our people and to ensure that anybody else that we interact with, our operations are conducted safely.
Do you love what you do? If there's anything in your day that you really enjoy and look forward to, what is it?
What I've really enjoyed about the last couple of months, and particularly the last week, is the sense of pride that our people have in their capability, that each person in the regiment is contributing to, no matter whether they work in our logistics support squadron or in one of our flying squadrons. They're all contributing to this great capability that we're able to deliver.
102.3, 40 FM. Lieutenant Colonel Kim Gilfillan. The Chief of Choppers and the great work they do in our city with Fifth Aviation. 40 FM, good morning.